Darl, we've seen the release of the USDA's latest cattle on feed report. Any big surprising announcements within it?
Well, it was basically a continuation of the report in August, but actually with much larger on-feed numbers. In fact, they're record numbers for cattle on feed in U.S. feedlots for September 1st.
What kind of numbers are we looking at, Darl?
The latest report here shows us close to 11 million head on feed. Just get you the exact number here, but we're looking at, just under 11 million head, I guess, Ray. And the five-year average was just below about 10.25, so a very large number of feed for this on feed for this time of year.
So we've got a large number of cattle being placed into U.S. feedlots. Is that pressuring our market right now?
Well, we would have thought we would have had a sharp drop this morning, Ray, on these numbers, but actually the market opened slightly weaker, firmed as we speak right now. It's a little bit off of its highs for the day, but the overall trend in the last couple of weeks has been lower, and I would suggest that these numbers would suggest that the market has seen its seasonal highs here in the last few weeks.
As we're entering our fall run period here, Darl, does this pressure the market, tell it to, it's at least not going to go any higher than our current level?
Well, I would look for the seasonal highs, as we mentioned, previous market minutes to have occurred here in the month of August, particularly in the feeder cattle market. We had prices very close to long-term highs, which we mentioned in that report. Seasonally, they seem to find a high in the September time period, and we have definitely dropped from those highs approximately 3.5 to 4 cents a pound.
With these big numbers out today, although the market's not reacting sharply to it right now, do you expect this to linger for a little while, Darl?
Well, one thing I think we'll look at is that these animals on feed is September 1st, and of course, depending on the weight that they were put on feed, would be coming to market in early winter of next year, so focusing more on the January or December, February time frames. And those contracts, of course, have come off quite sharply from their highs. So it would appear as though that the projections of animals, you know, be coming to slaughter in that early winter months, that there'll be some downward pressure on those positions.
Darl, for producers holding cattle right now, looking at marketing in the fall, any suggestions?
Well, you can always, of course, take advantage of forward values. There are hedging strategies that can be used to lock in prices that are trading for fall delivery periods, and it would appear though some sort of forward hedging practices would be well advised under this environment at the present time. If you need any further information, contact Darl at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website www.keystonetrading.com Market Minute.